الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. My dear respected Muslims, before we take the lesson of the 16th juz of the Quran, just to very quickly, very briefly recap the first 15 juz. The first lesson was Quran, second lesson was
Sunnah.
Taqwa, third lesson was Sunnah. Fourth lesson was
sacrifice.
Fifth lesson was value of life. Sixth lesson was not to fear criticism. Seventh lesson was value. Intoxicants. Eighth lesson was
pride.
Ninth lesson was Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of judgment. Tenth lesson was the importance of da'wah. Eleventh lesson was importance of good company, good friends. Twelfth lesson was istiqamah, to be consistent. 13th lesson was dhikr of Allah. 14th lesson was preserve your actions. And the 15th lesson was the power of insha'Allah. Before we come on to the lesson of the 16th juz, insha'Allah we'll try to keep it 10 to 15 minutes. If anyone wants to leave, insha'Allah, no problem. We have to understand that it is a great concept of this beautiful religion of Islam. It is a fundamental aspect in the life of each and every Muslim, mu'min, believer. It is this concept of when we do something wrong, we acknowledge our mistake and we make tawbah to Allah. In the 16th juz of the Quran, Allah mentions, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. That the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam would come with the deen and the religion they were given by Allah. But the people in their nations, their successors were people who destroyed the deen. أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ, they destroyed salah. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, they followed their desires. And on the day of judgment, they'll see what they will get. But then after that, Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَاب, except for that person who makes tawbah. Meaning, Rasulullah ﷺ gave us this deen. The deen is complete, the deen is perfect. But we are imperfect. There will be times where we may miss salah. There will be times where we may do something wrong. There may be times where we may follow our desires. But don't become like those people who were consistent on haram and on their evil. Become from illa man tab, those people who made tawbah to Allah. Inshallah, the last 10 nights of Ramadan are upon us. The last 10 nights we need to make sincere tawbah to our Creator. We need to make a sincere pact with our Allah that we will try our best never to disobey our Creator. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are nights for us to free our necks from Jahannam. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are nights for us to free ourselves from eternal punishment. For us to save ourselves from the adab. And for this to happen, we have to understand there are three conditions of tawbah that need to be fulfilled. The people of the past, they were in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they still made mistakes. One lady comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she tells him, Ya Rasulullah, asabtu al-hadd fa aqimhu alayya. O Messenger of Allah, I've done such a sin that requires that the capital punishment be carried out upon me. وَهِيَ حُبْلَ مِنَ الزِّنَا, she was pregnant from having carried out zina. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he calls her guardian and he tells her guardian, أَحْسِنْ إِلَيْهَا, be kind to her, be gentle with her, be soft with her. Once she gives birth, bring her back to me. So the lady is taken. She gives birth to the child and after a while where the child is no longer in need of her, she is brought back to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. The capital punishment is carried out upon this woman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stands to perform salatul janazah on this woman. Umar radiallahu anhu is shocked. He says, O Messenger of Allah, she carried out zina. How can you perform salatul janazah on such a woman? What was the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? O Umar, لقد تابت توبة. O Umar, she has made such a tawbah to Allah. لو قسمت بين السبعين من أهل المدينة لوسعتهم. If her one tawbah was to be divided amongst 70 people from the people of Medina, this one lady's tawbah would suffice for the forgiveness of 70 people. She understood she'd done something wrong, but she made tawbah to Allah. We are not perfect. The way we are in Ramadan, we may necessarily not be like this out of Ramadan. The iman we have now, we won't have maybe outside of Ramadan. Maybe in Ramadan we never miss one salah. Out of Ramadan we may miss a salah. But the key, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam that, "Oh Jibreel, the people of the disbelievers of Makkah are asking that Uhud be changed into gold and silver for them to believe me as a prophet." So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, "I can take this request of yours to Allah." He comes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam that, "O Messenger of Allah, Allah has said if you want Uhud and this great mountain to be changed into gold and silver, Allah can do it if that is what you want. But if you wish in exchange for this, Allah promises to keep the doors of tawbah open on your ummah till the day of Qiyamah. The choice is yours." Immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his compassion for you and I, he said, "I wish for the doors of tawbah to remain open on my ummah." That was the compassion of our Nabi for us. So there are three conditions. And like I said, we said the example of so many times last year of the three friends. I'm sure everyone remembers. Does everyone remember the example? The three friends and the 60 flights of stairs. Adib's looking confused. You remember? So don't delay tawbah till tomorrow. That was the crux of that example. So there's three conditions. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah writes that number one, if the sin is between you and Allah directly, أَحَدُهَا أَن يُقْلِعَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ, immediately uproot the sin from your life. So in these last 10 days of Ramadan, when you are making tawbah to Allah for a weakness you have, whilst you are making this tawbah, you can't be planning when you are going to do that sin again. Immediately the sin has to become uprooted from our lives. Everyone knows the famous incident, hadith of Tirmidhi, that there was a man from the Banu Israel by the name of Kifl. لَمْ يَتَوَرَّعْ مِنْ ذَنْبٍ, he would never ever abstain from any sin. Drugs, he was there. Alcohol, he was there. Women, he was there. Any sin, he was there. Sometimes we find people in our community also, anytime you want to do any haram, you know they're going to be down, they're going to be game for it. So he never saved himself from any sin. One night, he gets a woman, he gives her 60 dinars for her to do haram with him. 60 gold coins. And just as he's about to perpetrate this act, this lady begins to cry. So he asks her, "Ma yubkik, what makes you cry? Akrahtuki, am I forcing you?" So she replies to him and she says to him, "I am an honorable woman, I am a chaste woman, I am a modest woman. It is only dire poverty that has brought me to where I am today. It is only dire poverty that has brought me to where I am today." Immediately at that moment, her words strike a chord in the heart of Kifl. And he makes a sincere tawbah to Allah. He tells the woman, "Take the 60 gold coins and you are free to go." She leaves. After she leaves, he spends the entire night in tawbah, in repentance, in seeking forgiveness. And that night, Kifl leaves this world. If anyone was to have been told to perform his Salatul Janazah the next day, they'd say he was a sinner. He'd done every wrong. But that tawbah was so sincere to Allah. He uprooted all the sins out of his life with such determination. فَأَصْبَحَ مَكْتُوبًا عَلَى بَابِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لِلْكِفْلِ, it was in the morning written on his door, "Allah has forgiven Kifl." The poet so beautifully says it, يَا إِلَهِ لَسْتُ لِلْفِرْدَوْسِ أَهْلًا وَلَا أَقْوَى عَلَى نَارِ الْجَحِيمِ فَهَبْ لِي تَوْبَةً فَاغْفِرْ ذُنُوبِي فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ غَافِرُ الذَّنْبِ الْعَظِيمِ ذُنُوبِي مِثْلُ أَعْدَادِ الرِّمَالِ فَهَبْ لِي تَوْبَةً يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ. The poet says, "Oh Allah, Jannah is so amazing. Oh Allah, I'm not worthy of Jannah. I'm not worthy and befitting of being from the inhabitants of Firdaus al-A'la. But at the same time, Ya Allah, I don't have the strength to overcome the punishments of Jahannam. Oh Allah, I'm in a dilemma. فَهَبْ لِي تَوْبَةً فَغْفِرْ ذُنُوبِي. Oh Allah, allow me to make tawbah to you. Forgive me for my sins. For verily only you can forgive sins. Oh Allah, ذُنُوبِي مِثْلُ أَعْدَادِ الرِّمَالِ. Oh Allah, my sins numerate to the grains of sand in the desert. Oh Allah, I beg you to forgive me. That's the reality. We're not worthy of Jannah. But we're not strong enough to take the punishments of Jahannam. So that door through which we can acquire our Jannah is tawbah. The first condition was... What was it? Allahu Akbar. Hey. First condition was... No sincerity, brother. First condition was uproot the sin from your life. Second condition, أن يندم على فعلها. Show regret and remorse over your sin. Show regret and remorse over the fact that you have disobeyed your Creator. Don't look at, is it a minor sin or a major sin? Don't look at, is it significant, is it insignificant? Don't look at, is it small, is it big? Look at the being who is being disobeyed. Is Allah small? Is Allah minor? Is Allah insignificant? No. So if Allah is not of these things, then don't categorize. The scholars for academics, they categorize them into differences. But every sin in which we are disobeying Allah, it requires regret and remorse. That's why when we spoke about the seventh Jews and we spoke about don't change the deen and don't make halal into haram and don't make haram into halal, what's the reason? Because the moment you consider haram to be halal, where will you make tawbah for it? If I believe drugs is halal, why do I need to make tawbah? You're going to die without making tawbah. I believe any sin to be halal, I don't need to make tawbah. The second characteristic and the second condition for your tawbah to be accepted is shed a tear of remorse. How hard have our hearts become? One tear. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, خرجت بعدما صليت العشاء مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I performed Salatul Isha with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the masjid, then I leave the masjid. And as I am on my way home, فَإِذَا أَنَّ بِإِمْرَأَةٍ مُتَنَقِّبَةٍ قَائِمَةٍ عَلَى الطَّرِيقِ. I come across a woman who is veiled head to toe, standing on the road. And she calls me, Ya Abu Huraira, oh Abu Huraira, come here, I need to ask you a question. So Abu Huraira goes to her. And she says to Abu Huraira, إِرْتَكَبْتُ ذَنْبًا عَظِيمًا. Oh Abu Huraira, what can I tell you? I carried out a mad sin, crazy sin, horrific sin. So Abu Huraira asked her, وَمَا ذَنْبُكِ? What's this sin you're talking about? She says, زَنَيْتُ وَقَتَلْتُ وَلَدِي مِنَ الزِّنَا. I done zina, and the child that was born as a result of that zina, I killed the child. Two major sins, zina and killing and taking off an innocent life. So she asked Abu Huraira, هَلِّي مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ? Oh Abu Huraira, is there any way Allah will forgive me? Imagine you go outside this masjid today, and someone tells you, brother, I just went and committed murder. Will Allah forgive me? When we hear this, we'll be so shocked. We'll probably say, brother, just book your ticket to Jahannam. That's where you're going. So Abu Huraira was shocked. So he says the same thing to her. Halakti wa ahlakti. Oh lady, you are destroyed. Tawbah, no such a thing for you. It's looking a bit difficult. Allah's not going to forgive you. So she was so regretful over her sin, she falls down unconscious. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu goes home. When he reaches home, he thinks to himself, Oh Abu Huraira, Ufti wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bayna adhurina. I am giving a fatwa, I am answering questions when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst us. So then he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells and relays the incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a woman came to me and she told me of her sin. And she asked me, is there any way Allah will forgive me? And I told her, impossible, you are destroyed. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Oh Abu Huraira, halakta wa ahlakta, you are destroyed. You are destroyed. How can you tell this woman there's no tawbah for her? Have you forgotten the verse of the Quran where Allah says, Illa man taba Verily the people who make tawbah, وَآمَنَ, they believe in Allah, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, they carry out noble deeds, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those people who make tawbah, who believe in Allah, who do virtuous deeds, Allah will change their sin into acts of virtue. Abu Huraira is shocked. I gave the woman the wrong fatwa, she fell unconscious. What if she died? What if something happened? So he goes and he's running every alley. Where is this woman? Where is this woman? The youngsters are saying, Abu Huraira has gone mad, he's gone crazy. Jumna Abu Huraira. Finally he comes across this woman and he tells her, I gave you this answer yesterday and yesterday I scared you. Today I am here to give you glad tidings. There is tawbah for you. There is forgiveness for you. This time she falls unconscious out of happiness that Allah will forgive her. Regret and remorse. We need to understand that for our tawbah to be accepted, we have to have regret and remorse in our hearts. And the third condition is, أَنْ يَعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا. To make a sincere pact with Allah, I will never ever return to this sin ever again. These last 10 nights, value the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Understand the importance of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Understand the importance of how sad would it be. Allah Rabbul Izzah on the day of Qiyamah, He uses many different words and labels to reference to the day of Qiyamah. يوم التغابن يوم التلاق يوم الحسرة. Another day, another word Allah uses, يوم الحساب. What does يوم الحساب mean? The day of accountability. How sad and unfortunate would it be for you and I if we come on this day and we haven't been forgiven for our sins. If we come on this day and we haven't made sincere tawbah to Allah. If we come on this day and Allah hasn't forgiven us. If we come on this day and we had made so many tawbah to Allah but we hadn't fulfilled the conditions of tawbah. Number one is immediately uproot the sin from your life. Don't delay it till tomorrow. Not one more time, one last hit, one last sip, no. Uproot the sin from your life immediately. When Kifl was there, he never said, you know what, I've already given her the 60 gold coins, let me just enjoy myself one last time, I'll make tawbah in the morning. Did he say that? Immediately he uprooted the sin from his life. Number two, what was the second condition?
Regret
and remorse. Shed a tear in front of Allah. How hard is our hearts? We can't cry. We are the most sinful. We have transgressed ourselves. But there's one ayah, one sahabi was asked, what ayah in the Quran is arja? What ayah in the Quran gives you the most hope? What ayah do you think he recited? Ayah in the 24th juz of the Quran where Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell those people who have wronged themselves. Not the mashayikh or the scholar or the hafiz or the qari, the person who has done wrong and sinned. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not become despondent in the mercy of Allah. The beauty of Islam is, it is a major sin to lose hope in the mercy of your Creator. Hadith of Muslim, Rasulullah ﷺ said that if you don't sin, if we don't make mistakes, then Allah would wipe us off the surface of the earth. He will create another creation. This creation would sin, but after sinning, they would make tawbah to Allah in order for Allah to exercise His mercy upon them. So we will sin, but the ayah is telling us, لا تقنطوا, don't become despondent in the mercy of Allah. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah could have sufficed and said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ, Allah forgives sins. But Allah never sufficed on this. Allah brings the word جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all of our sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You want to know how happy Allah becomes when you and I sin and then we make tawbah? An example for us to understand. Imagine you buy a latest car, you spend $500,000 on a car. You go to Millennium Mall or whatever mall, you park your car on the second floor. You go do your shopping, you go do your groceries. When you come back by accident, you go to the first floor. And you go to the place where you believed and you thought you had parked your car. And all of a sudden you see an empty parking bay. How's your heart gonna race? $500,000, brother. There's only four of these in the world. You're gonna go crazy. Words can't express how you're gonna feel at that moment. You'll be running like a fool from pillar to post. Here, there, where's my car? I was telling Munib on the way here. Oh, who was it? I think I was telling you. That last year, I think I was telling Haseeb. A few years ago in 2011, there were some brothers that we met in England, and we went out, and at night, one of the brothers, he was driving my car, he parked it. Went into the masjid, we slept. I wake up in the morning and my car is gone. I'm thinking, did it get stolen? Did it get towed? What happened? I'm running here, I'm phoning this person. Then I found out that the car had got towed because the brother parked with both of the tires on the pavement. Allahu Akbar. But no words can express. Then after a while, you go to level two and you find your car is standing there. How happy do you become? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to show us how happy Allah is with us when we make tawbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, imagine and put yourself in this scenario. You're traveling through the desert. You, your animal and your food and your drink and your water. You get tired, so you take a nap underneath a tree. When you wake up from this nap, your animal is gone, your food is gone, your water is gone. What level of hopelessness are you going to be feeling? Can words express? You're in the middle of the desert, no one can help you. You ain't got your animal, you ain't got food, you ain't got drink, you're basically counting down the time till you die. You fall asleep again. The second time when you open your eyes, you see your animal and your food and your drink is there. How happy do you become? Greater than your happiness when you see your $500,000 car. Greater than your happiness when you see the animal and the food and that water. Allah is more happy with us when we come back to Him and we make tawbah to Him and we repent to Him and we seek His forgiveness after we commit a sin. Because Allah understands that this slave of mine knows only I can forgive sin. This slave of mine knows I love to forgive. Allah becomes that happy with us when we do a sin. We need to learn to make tawbah to Allah. The third condition was, make a firm resolution never to return to that sin. These are three conditions if the sin is between you and your Creator. The fourth condition, if the sin is between you and a fellow person, you usurped someone's wealth, you backbited about someone, you took something off someone, in order for your tawbah to be accepted, you have to give back whatever you took off him. If you stole something, you have to return it. If you backbited about him, then you have to ask him for forgiveness. Yes, if you don't ask him and sometimes maybe you never met the person ever again or whatever happened, then Allah will make him happy on the day of Qiyamah and Allah will forgive you also. But generally, fourth condition is, make yourself halal from that haram you've done with regards to the rights of your brother. The last 10 nights have come. The last 10 nights have come for us. Make tawbah to Allah. We'll speak about the last 10 nights a bit more in detail tomorrow. But remember these conditions when you sit on that musalla and you cry. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِن لَمْ تَبْكَوْ فَتَبَاكَوْ. If you can't cry, make the face of a crying person. Don't just sit there like this and you're looking at the time and you're looking at the fan and you ain't got no concentration in your dua and it's just something that's like you're like a little robot and a parrot just saying it. Understand your sin and ask Allah. Beg Allah to forgive you. Someone does something wrong to us in this dunya and he'll come say sorry. We expect him to come say sorry, yes or no? If I do something wrong to you, do you expect me to come and ask you for your forgiveness and say sorry? Similarly, when we do wrong, we have to ask Allah for forgiveness. So we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah. He allow us to bring tawbah into our lives. He allow us to fulfill the conditions of tawbah. He allow us to live clean, pure, halal, haram free lives. Yesterday, who remembers the sunnah of yesterday? Allahu Akbar. Reciting Ayatul Kursi after every fard salah. Since the last time till now, there's been 5 fard salah. Everyone can introspect for himself.
Sheikh Muhammad Riaz requested that story.
Which story?
The 2020.
Oh, you forgot it?
Yeah.
The example was, there were 3 friends that went on a holiday. And I'll be honest with you, my brothers, this example, think of it as much as you can and it'll help you a lot. It helped me a lot. There were 3 friends, they went on a holiday. They went to Dubai. They get a hotel room on the... You don't remember, Riyadh, for real?
Yeah, I remember it, but the whole setup, I forgot.
So they get a room on the 61st floor. So that night, they go out As they leave in the hotel manager tells them that the lift stops working at 2:30 in the morning. If you wish to use the lift to get to your room on the 61st floor, you have to come before 2:30 in the morning. So they say, no problem, we'll be there by 2. So they go out, they have a mad night, clubbing, drinking, whatever you want it. And they come back at 6, 7 in the morning. So now they're stressing. 60 flights of stairs to climb. We can't even walk in a straight line. We're tipsy, we're drunk. What are we going to do? So then to make it easy, for example, for us to understand, Bilal says, I'm going to say funny jokes. I'm going to make everyone laugh for the first 20 flights of stairs. So say everyone says, yeah, it's a rap. Abdullah says, for the second 20 flights of stairs, I'm going to say words of wisdom. So no problem, calm. Then Abdul Mu'id says, for the last 20 flights of stairs, I'm going to say sad stories. So we say, perfect. First 20 flights of stairs, Bilal is saying joke after joke. Everyone's happy. Before you know it, you're at the 20th floor. From the 20th floor to the 40th floor, Abdullah is saying he's saying words of wisdom. And everyone's shocked and we're enjoying it. When we get to the 40th floor, 41st floor, Abdul Mu'id tells us, my brothers, I'm sorry to tell you, but the saddest story I can tell you right now is I forgot the key to the room at the reception. I forgot the key. Only Abdul Mu'id can make that mistake. I forgot the key to the room at the reception. We laughed, eh? It was funny, it was a joke. Allahu Akbar. Now let's take a moment to laugh at ourselves and our lives and our condition. First 20 years of our lives, we're having fun. We're joking, we're experimenting, we're exploring. This drug, that pill, this, that, the other. We're just having fun, we're experimenting, we're exploring. From the age of 20 to 40, now you're worried. You get some wisdom. I need to buy a house. I need to buy a car. I need to get a degree. I need to get a job. I need to get married. But a sad reality is, when we come to 40, 45, 50, we realize we forgot the key to Jannah in our youth. Now at the age of 45, I want to come to the masjid. My grandson tells me, Dad, Granddad, you can't walk. You're bedridden. Stay in your bed. Now at the age of 50, I want to fast. I got diabetics. I can't fast. When I had the chance to worship Allah, I never worshipped Him. When I had the chance to come closer to Allah, I never came close to Him. When I had the chance to come to the masjid, I never came. 40, 45, 50, now I'm dying to walk to the masjid. Too late. I'm dying. One fast. I want to experience one fast from Fajr to Maghrib. I want to fast. You can't. You need 20 pills in the day. Take a moment to introspect. How foolish would we be if we come on the day of Qiyamah and we realize we forgot the key to Jannah in our youth. Rasulullah ﷺ, he mentioned so many times the importance of youth. Don't think I'll make tawbah when I'm 45 and 50. Don't think I'll make tawbah once I graduate from school. Don't postpone your tawbah, make your tawbah today. Wallahi, leaving these doors isn't promised for anyone. But yeah, 10 years down the line, I'll make tawbah. When I have my first child, I'll make tawbah. My first child's going to change my life. Who promised you tomorrow? How much has shaitan deceived you? So you don't want to come when you're 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, and you realize, I forgot the key to Jannah in my youth. Now it's too late. Now there's no going back. Now there's no all of a sudden when you're in bed and you've got so many sicknesses, you're going to jump in your car and you're going to drive to the masjid. Right now, you've got the opportunity, make the most of it. Value it. We'll end with this one. Four words. We hear generally a person says, you know what? I just done the sin, I got caught up in the moment, I never knew what was happening, and before I knew it, the zina was done. Brother, zina just doesn't just happen. Before I knew it, I drank the drink and I was drunk. Brother, you made yourself drink the drink. One scholar so beautifully said it, he said it, الدُّنْيَا سَاعَةً فَاجْعَلْهَا طَاعَةً. This world and your life in its entirety is nothing but a mere moment. Make it a moment of obedience. You don't want to die in the condition where you are disobeying Allah. You don't want to die in the condition where you haven't made sincere tawbah to Allah. We make dua to Allah, Rabbul Izzah. Happy Nawriyad. We make dua to Allah, He allow us to make tawbah. The last 10 nights have come, my brothers. Exert yourselves. If you sleep throughout the day, then sleep later. Don't go sleep straight after Fajr. Sleep at 10 in the morning. Sleep at 9. Recite Quran. Make adhkar. Make dhikr of Allah. If someone tells us, brother, today there's football at 2:30, everyone, we all go every day. Let's say if someone else comes and tells us, brother, there's qiyam at 2:30, I need to sleep. I've got work in the morning, brother. You got work in the morning when it comes to deen, but when it comes to having a little bit of fun, you forgot your work. Is that what Allah means to us? So inshallah, there's going to be qiyam on the odd nights, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. Inshallah, around what, 2:30, 2:45, depending on what happens before that. We make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah. He allow us to love sunnah, he allow us to make tawbah. And he allow us to fulfill the conditions of tawbah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.